Warning, the following audio transmission is based on theory and is intended for entertainment purposes only. It's Doomsday and its affiliates will not be held liable for anything your dumbass does. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, everybody, to It's Doomsday Podcast and another exciting episode of Safety Sunday with Safe Preps. What's going on, man?
Long time no see, friend.
So, for those of you that don't know out there, today is July 20th, 2023. Time is 8:01 p.m. and we're doing Safety Sunday early because my lame ass has to work on Sunday night or Saturday night when we would normally record to put out our episodes. So we're doing it a bit early this week.
And we haven't done it in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's only been a week. We only missed a week, I think.
No, we've missed more than a week.
Have we really?
I know we have.
I don't know. Some listener out there will get all shitty and comment on the episode, and they'll let us know exactly what we missed, but that's okay. So, guys, we're going to get into complacency and how that is not safe. And for those of you that don't know what the definition of complacency is, basically, when you get complacent, when you start to get overly comfortable, you throw things like safety to the wayside. And this could, I guess, be in many different forms all across every avenue of your preps and every aspect of daily survival, right?
Yep.
Yep.
There's another word, and I think it affects us as we prep, but it also affects us in disasters, and that's normalcy bias or the normality bias. It's a cognitive bias which leads people to disbelieve or minimize threat warnings. So individuals underestimate the likelihood of a disaster, when it might affect them, and its potential effects.
So one of the reasons you brought up to me, Safe Prep, that, you know, and I thought it was important to do this episode, you know, you brought up how since the pandemic's over, a lot of people have kind of calmed down with their preps and have kind of dialed it back. And I think that's very bad. I think a lot of people out there are just setting themselves up for failure with this type of mentality.
I know how much interest. I don't blame it all on the social media platforms. I blame some of it, but the interest we used to see on the social media platforms that we try to help people on went way down. The engagement went way down, and not all of that is analytics. That's some people just, this isn't what they're focused on anymore. And it's really easy to just get distracted with everyday life. Me and you do that. I know you've got probably a 2-page list of stuff you need to do specifically for prepping or homesteading or preparedness that you probably kicking yourself in the butt because you hadn't done it. And I've got the same 2-page list.
Dude, I'm telling you, like a good example of that is I was going to build a new chicken coop probably 6 months ago and order a shit ton of new chickens. And I haven't got around to doing that yet.
You're still just total 100% free range.
Yeah, that's it. And they're, I don't even know where they're laying eggs at now. I don't know what they're doing. I can't find the eggs. It's like a mystery egg hunt every time I go outside to look for them. But it's, you know, life gets in the way of the preps, and this is why I've, like, lately I've taken more of an interest in, you know, stocking up on survival food versus stocking up on canned goods, simply because lately just even getting into rotate things has been a pain in the ass.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like I said, I've got a list of stuff I need to start doing. We as Americans, and I've said this many times before on my platforms, that I think we as Americans have very short memories. And also, the waters are being kept super muddy right now. All it is congressional investigations and, you know, 1 week, and then it's a UFO. There's so much being thrown at us that it's hard to focus. And know, things really haven't gotten much better as far as government and politics over the past 2 years, even though the supply chain is kind of caught up, but that's fragile as well. So
right now,
what's going on? And we have a tendency, I've never been the predict it guy, but I mean, we always look forward to a date when we think something might happen. And that date's next year.
Well, I've said before, you know, with election season comes a lot of bullshit, right? It always has. Now the government wants us to be totally reliant on them. They want us to be reliant on the corporations, and we saw how quickly things failed during the pandemic.
Yep.
How much chaos there was. People forget, like, and I don't understand how this works, but like you said, we're distracted all the time. People were literally waiting in food bank lines for 8 hours just to get something to eat and then being turned away telling them, hey, we're out of food, right?
Yep.
Because the grocery stores couldn't keep up. And granted, this wasn't in every area, so not everybody felt this, and people shop different, so not everybody was worried about this. And then you've got people that just eat fast food for every meal and never think about these things. You know, they don't cook, so they're not grocery shopping. But the main point of this episode was, if you guys are slowing down on your preps, if you've put things kind of on the back burner, this is the episode to get your ass woke up and get you out there again. Don't become
complacent.
And if nothing
else, if you can't remember where you were or what you were planning to buy or learn before, now's a great time to just sit down and go through your bags, go through your stuff, do an inventory, look at what areas you're lacking in, and that's where you start.
Right. And, you know, I've got, I don't know, dude, 50 things in my prepper arsenal that I need to be working on, that I need to get up to par with, things I need to add to different bags and think different tactics of things I need to do, different ways to store things and different experiments with the garden. There's like a bunch of different things I've got my fingers in, and none of them are complete. But at the end of the day, if you'd look at me and say, dude, you do not have your shit together, I may not have my shit fully together, but I am prepared more than I would say 75% of the U.S. population for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's no question about that. If shit hits the fan, I'm ready to go for a lot of different scenarios at a moment's notice. But I know, you know, just watching my downloads on social media, watching show downloads, talking to people lately, people are definitely getting complacent and they're definitely falling off the radar. I see, like, our ReadyWise sales, dude, I'm seeing those decline. So that's telling me that people are not out buying as much survival food right now, which is in turn telling me people aren't keeping up with their preps.
And you know, I have good apocalypse days and bad apocalypse days. And of course, I've been watching RFK Jr. on TikTok all day, and you know how my government's trying to censor everything we're saying. And you know, that gets my mind spinning, and the election's coming up, and we are so much stuff is thrown at us. A lot of it's a distraction and it's done on purpose. But, you know, I'm back to having that feeling like I feel like I need to be getting ready for something sooner rather than later. That's where I'm at.
Well, I mean, you know, when we talk about these different doomsday scenarios that could happen, I mean, I think everybody, and this is the one that kills me, the most likely scenario that anybody's going to deal with is going to be a natural disaster, whether it's a flood, hurricane, tornado, something to this effect, right?
Want to be a guest on the show? Email itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. That's itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the times when we talk about preparedness, we're talking about, you know, what you need to have for these events or how to survive these events. And I guess a lot of people kind of don't realize all these things go hand in hand. So if you're prepping for a tornado,
if you're prepping for the small stuff, you're prepping for the big stuff.
Exactly. And guys, yeah, things maybe have calmed down in the media. They might not be throwing as much crap at us right now, but what you got to understand is that just because they're not throwing everything out there doesn't mean a tornado is not going to come through tomorrow. It doesn't mean that the hurricane's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that the flooding's not going to happen. It doesn't mean
flooding is the disaster that kills more people than any other disaster. Just regular old flash flooding.
Well, you know, a lot of these disasters, they all come back to like famine and disease and things like that. And, you know, these are things you could be preparing for now. right? You could have the canned goods. You could have the survival food stocked up, have a way to heat your home, have a way to have light and recharge your devices. Things like that are easy to do. And that kind of works for every different doomsday scenario. You're going to need to eat. You're going to need to see at night. You're going to need to have a sense of security and do things. You're going to need to keep morale up, right?
Yep.
It's just, it's so funny to me because you got two kinds of preppers, I think. No, I'd say three. You've got the first guy that's like, I got a bug out bag. If shit hits the fan, I'm bugging out. No other plan beyond that. I've got this bag and it's going to keep me alive. I'm sorry, bud. Your bag's only
going to I'm ready.
You got that guy. And then you've got the prepper that's out there that's just like, you know what? I'm going to prep for this one scenario and that's it. Now I feel good and I feel comfortable and everything's hunky-dory. Then you got like people like me that are like, I'm preparing for fracking anything.
Scenarios, baby.
And, you know, the reality is a lot of these scenarios didn't go away. And I'm just waiting. Like the one that has been on my radar lately that's scaring the shit out of me is widespread crop failure to where they can't get any fresh vegetables and they can't can any vegetables.
I tell you what, there's so much going on and we don't see a lot of it because we're only shown what they want us to see, but there's a whole lot. It was a news topic last year, wheat.
Yeah.
Wheat products right now, like some big plan, treaty, something fell through in Russia, and wheat products are going to start going up and be harder to find.
Well, so I remember we talked about the wheat a little bit last year because the theory was that there was going to be a global wheat shortage, and there was only so much wheat left, and that once this wheat ran out, it was going to be impossible to keep up with. So a lot of people went out and they mass purchased flours and different wheat products. And I sat here kind of on the back burner of, you know, I'm not going to stock 1,000 pounds of flour because it'll go bad. Even if I try to store it, I might never use it. And to me, this just isn't going to work. So I went out and I started getting almond flour, right? Not a lot of people were buying it up. It was in an abundance, and I found easy ways to store it and preserve it. So I was like, okay, this will work in the event I need it. And, I mean, we just don't use a lot of wheat products in my home, you know, other than bread to make sandwiches. Outside of that, we're not really utilizing it, dude. I barely eat any wheat now at all, you know. So
I've got ADHD, you know that. So I'm always bouncing around and and I'll start preparing for something, get to a level of comfortable there, then move on to something else. You know, they talk about the next pandemic. People need to be ready for that. And it's not lost on us that we have joined the bandwagon and trying to get people ready for what, like the grocery store shortages that I think we all thought would be much worse. In fact, I went into a grocery store a few weeks ago and just looked at the shelves. I'm like, wow, that didn't happen. And that's a great thing. But, you know, we went through the EMP scares. We went through the nuclear scares. And those current events kind of keep me on my toes because I can look at areas that I need to improve in.
Right. And, you know, you're 100% right. I want to go back to that shortage thing again. So, granted, not everybody saw the same shortages, right? Everybody had Absolutely. Different shortages. I think the two most common shortages that everybody saw were the toilet paper and the bottled water. For whatever reason, bottled water kind of confused me. I don't know why that became a shortage, because everybody had running water in their homes. No grids were shut down. No water supplies were shut off. But everybody started buying up bottled water. And it made me kind of think, were they really buying it up or was it getting diverted to somewhere else? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I've been wondering.
True.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the whole point of this episode, guys, is to don't slow down on your preps. If there was something you were working on that you kind of slowed down on, you know, get back in the saddle, keep going with it. And if there are things on your radar that you meant to do that you haven't done yet, get on top of that too. Just because things are quiet and things have calmed down right now doesn't mean shit still won't hit the fan.
The reason it may feel quiet, it may feel less than, but I think we have become numb to that feeling because we've had it for so long. We've had it for years now, and it's been all up in our face for the past 2 to 3. So I think it's still there. We just, it's part of who we are now. So that fear is gone, and sometimes that keeps us from prepping.
Right. Well, that's a good point. I haven't thought about it like that, but you're right. A lot of us have become numb to this. And I'm one of these people, dude. I'm still like, you know, when's the next thing going to happen? You know,
every week it's something. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, dude, if you look at stuff, there's an earthquake, there's a tornado, there's a train derailment. There's something still happening every week. It's just not on this wide scale. And one day, one of these things are going to come knocking on your door. They're going to come to your neighborhood or your community. And you're going to be like, damn, man, I really should have been ready for this before it got here.
We're not asking you guys or suggesting to you that you go out and drop $500 on prepping equipment right now. We're just saying be consistent, take baby steps, keep doing it. And that's how we all build our preps is one thing at a time.
Action message. At approximately 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, NORA is tracking 15 ICBM nuclear missiles inbound to the following cities: Orlando, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dover, Newark, Richland, Philadelphia, New York City, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, Seattle, Detroit. This is an extremely deadly situation. Stay tuned, the next emergency message will be a presidential address.